It is just before 11 a.m. on Sunday morning, and we're here at the Hillsong Convention Centre in Balcombe Hills on the outskirts of Sydney. There are thousands of people of all ages and backgrounds streaming past me into church, chattering and laughing. The contrast with the church of my imagination, that is, a handful of old ladies sitting quietly in pews, is stark. I feel swept up in the positive energy, and I can't help myself wanting to know more. Hillsong calls itself a contemporary Christian church. It is closely associated with the Australian Christian Churches, a movement of Pentecostal churches who are independent of each other, yet closely aligned. Some of Australia's largest churches, including our Prime Minister Scott Morrison's own Horizon Church, are Pentecostal. Indeed, one of the world's largest churches, where up to 250,000 people in South Korea attend each Sunday, is also a Pentecostal church. What is Pentecostalism? One of the core beliefs of the Pentecostal Church is that believers, I quote here from the Australian Christian Church's website, need to be baptized in water and be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Pentecostals believe that the Holy Spirit enables them to use spiritual gifts, including speaking in tongues, which is the initial evidence of baptism in the Holy Spirit. They believe that God equips people individually and directly. Another core belief is that God wants to heal and transform believers so they can live healthy and prosperous or blessed lives in order to help others more effectively. Pentecostalism is, therefore, a form of Christianity that distinguishes itself by emphasizing the work of the Holy Spirit and the direct experience of the presence of God within the believer. Pentecostals believe that faith is powerfully experienced, not just found in reading or ritual, and that this encounter with God can manifest itself by people speaking in tongues, being healed of illness, and even being successful or blessed in life. The biblical foundation for the Pentecostal movement is a key event from the time of the early Christian church. This key event is the baptism of the disciples by the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21 describes the disciples seeing tongues of fire coming to rest on each of them, filling each with the Holy Spirit and leading them to speak in many languages. In this passage, Peter explains that they're not drunk, as everyone was thinking, but that they had been baptized in the Spirit, as foretold in the Old Testament in Psalms. It has been argued that the Pentecostal movement is a truer form of Christianity that is closely aligned with the very early Christian church. Pentecostals believe that the coming of the Holy Spirit on individuals and acts was not a one-off event, but something that can and does happen every day. Beliefs held by Pentecostals affect their ethics and decision-making process in very real ways. One example is in Scott Morrison's mantra, "A fair go for those who have a go," which reflects the Pentecostal belief that God blesses those who recognize his sovereignty with good things in return, such as wealth, health, or good favour. It has been argued that this belief translates to Morrison's viewpoint that only those who contribute financially to Australia should be rewarded with lower taxation. In his maiden speech, Morrison said, "If you put in, you get to take out, and you get to keep more." I'm not sure that I agree with everything I've learned about these Pentecostal beliefs, but I can't help feeling that I'd like some of the joy that these Hillsong believers seem to have. I'm going to head inside now. Wish me luck.